Right now, it is time for us to look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And we bring in Mike Causey. Morning there, Mike.
Morning.
So the Giants ship out Odell Beckham and bring in Golden Tate.
Yeah, that's just like a fill-in.
Well, I was going to say, it might be good for a year or so, even though they gave him it's not a guaranteed for the full 4 years, but it could be something where at least he gives something for Eli Manning to throw to on the outside now.
Yeah, they had to get something to fill in, so that they probably didn't want to be committed to a long term. Tate's near the end of his career too, so it's just a fill in player until they get who they need to fill a position.
Now, granted, he's a good player, but he is not of the caliber of Odell Beckham, even though Odell Beckham just had an attitude that just it wasn't going to make it anymore in New York. I'm sorry. You know, I'm a big Giant fan, and I'm a big Odell Beckham fan, but it just wasn't a fit. It just wasn't a fit. He just, you know the thing that did me in with him? And I know you're going to think it's crazy. What do you think is the one thing he did that really told me that, you know, I just don't know if he's ever going to grow up?
I don't know. You're pretty tolerant of stuff. I don't know who. I don't know which one it could be.
When he did that thing with the kicking net, remember
it was when he lifted his dog and urinated like he lifted his leg and urinated like a dog. It could have been when he went to Miami and was partying on a boat just before the playoffs. There's a pretty long list.
Partying on the boat, what the heck? But I'm talking about on the field and antics when you're actually wearing the uniform. And he let that stupid kicking net thing go on for like 3 weeks. And I said to myself, as someone who years ago learned when to stop crossing the line, that really did it for me because that was so immature. It wasn't that there was anything wrong with it. It was immature. It showed a lack of maturity. So...
See, that's where I disagree. It doesn't matter if you have the uniform on or not. You're still a representative of the organization, and that's what I teach my kids in high school. It doesn't matter what you don't do outside of school. You're still part of the school, and you don't want to bring any bad marks to yourself or the school. And I think that's the kind of an attitude that the professional athlete needs as well. Just because you don't have a Giant uniform on, and it's 12 o'clock midnight, you don't get the right to act like an idiot because you're still a representative of the team.
All right, so now college basketball. Duke beat Syracuse, big deal.
Yeah, no surprises in the ACC tournament. All the favorites won. North Carolina won, Florida State won, Duke won, and Virginia won. So that's setting up your last four teams in the tournament for the ACC. Florida State, Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia. And also in the SEC, all the big teams won as well. St. John's got bounced yesterday. That's going to hurt their chances to make the tournament. Seton Hall won yesterday, so they move on, and that's going to enhance their chances of making the tournament. So the ACC and the SEC tournaments both continue today. Maryland got beaten by Nebraska in the Big 12. That was an upset there. So they continue to roll on this weekend. Buffalo destroyed Akron by almost 40 points yesterday. Buffalo's a little team that's probably going to upset somebody in the tournament.
All right, so we've got that done. Where else do you want to go? Do you want to go to racing, or is there anything else in sports other than racing?
No, there's not much else going on that I know of anyway.
Well, there's Major League Baseball, but we're not...
It's slow. There's nothing happening. You can't judge what's going to happen in 3 weeks with what's going on right now because it's all tests. It's all seeing who can do what, who can play where, and just move on from there. The only like I've been saying for years, the only thing you want to pay attention to in spring training is output by teams if they're having problems scoring runs and injuries. That's it.
Yeah, injuries. Like the Yankees with Severino. That's a big question mark as because the season would start next week.
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, It's not that far away, actually.
The less you hear about Severino, the worse it is.
Yeah, you're right. Because if it had healed, or it was healing, they'd come out and tell you it was healing. But
yeah, there's no estimate, and he'll be back in a week or 2 weeks. It's like he's in oblivion. You don't hear anything, and by not hearing anything, that's the worst thing you can hear.
All right. So where's this racing then?
Oaklawn Park this weekend.
Where's Oaklawn Park?
What?
Where's Oaklawn Park?
Arkansas.
Okay.
If you ever watch races from Oaklawn, it's probably the highest drawing track in the country, maybe even more than Keeneland. Every time you look at Oaklawn, the place is packed. There's not a lot to do in Arkansas. That might be one of the reasons, but they like their horse racing out there. So tomorrow is the Rebel. It's a split stake, which is a really good thing. Split stake means the field was too big to just condense it into one. A couple of horses wouldn't make it. So 19 horses make up the two races. The seventh race is the Grade 2 Azari. Midnight Bisou is going to show up here in a late. Of the two, I think a late gets the job done. And a horse to watch out to upset the apple cart is the sixth horse, Shamrock Rose. This horse is lightly raced, only has 11 races in her career. Won the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint last year at 25-1, and I had her that day. One race off the shelf in the Hurricane Birdie at Gulfstream in the Slop. Been working out at Oaklawn Park, and this horse could surprise some people tomorrow. I like Elate in this race, the 5 horse, and the 6 Shamrock Rose. In the 8th race, which is the first leg of the Rebel, 9 horses line up here. The 9 horse, Improbable, is a 3-5 favorite for Bobby Baffert. Has every right to be the favorite. There's one horse in here, the 8 Galilean, is a cowbred. I think this horse steps into the deep water tomorrow. You can see what this horse is made of. I don't think it's going to be much. The other horse I'm looking at in here to try to make a price with is the 2 horse, Long Range Toddy. This horse got beat by a neck in the Smarty Jones, ran 3rd in the Southwest, got beat by 2. Had some problems in that last race at 7-1. Gets a jockey change tomorrow. If Long Range Toddy can get clear, I think this horse has a chance to beat Improbable. So the 2 Long Range Toddy and the 9 Improbable are going to be my 2 plays in the 8th. The first leg of the Rebel. The 9th race is a 1/16. It's the Essex Handicap. Draws a field of 9. Pretty good race in here. You can go a lot of ways. The way I went is to the 6 horse, Heavy Roller, trained by Joe Sharp. This horse is coming off 2 off-track races, one at Fairgrounds, one at Oaklawn. This horse has a late kick, won the 2nd race back by a nose, came back last time to win by 7. This horse has been running a lot better since they got rid of the front wraps on this horse. I'm going to take a shot with this horse. 5-1 morning line. I'm going to go with the 6, Heavy Roller in the Essex. And brings us to the 2nd leg of the Rebel. This race has 10 horses in it. Bobby Baffert has another favorite in this race, the 5 horse Game Winner. This horse is undefeated 4-4, wins at Del Mar, Santa Anita, and Churchill Downs, won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, training very well at Los Alamitos after that mess at Santa Anita. Coming in off a decent 59-4 work at Los Alamitos. You got to remember the tracks in California are souped up, so these times look good, but they may not be as good as they see. This horse will definitely be pounded at the window, 4-5 morning line, probably go off somewhere around 3 or 2-5. But I'm going to try to beat this horse again with the 2 horse on the inside, Laughing Fox, trained by Steve Asmussen. This horse is coming off 2 wins, breaking his maiden in January. Coming back 4 weeks later and winning an optional 75 claimer. This horse could be any kind of horse. Lightly raced by Union Rags out of a Stormy Atlantic mare. Anything could happen here. I'm taking 10-1 instead of 1-2. I'm going to go with Laughing Fox in the 2nd split of the Rebel. And I'm going to use Bobby Baffert's horse to round out the exacta. And a little bit more about Santa Anita. Today is Friday. They opened up the track for training on Wednesday. And yesterday morning, another horse broke both front legs and had to be euthanized. So it looks like there is still an issue in Santa Anita.
Oh, man. That's amazing. That's unbelievable and sad.
Yep.
Ah, jeez. Ah, that's just a horrible thing to hear.
Yeah, second day that the track's been open for training and another catastrophic injury.
Ugh. Terrible way to go into the weekend to hear that. Ugh. Are they going to close the track again?
Haven't heard. Don't know. 120-some-odd horses worked out on it Wednesday. There weren't any issues. Something happened yesterday. They're going to push it off as a, you know, an extreme incident, just a single thing that happened. But if you're an owner or a rider, you have to be pretty leery of it.
Yeah, you don't want to get on the track. You just don't want to get on the track.
Nope.
All right.
So, well, I haven't heard anything about them closing it or what they intend on doing, but I'll be paying attention to it.
All right. Well, we'll check with you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
You too, Mike. Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports, wrapping it up with that bad news about what's going on out at Santa Anita.